Welcome to the Vanguard Radio Show. I am your host, Terry Pavlik, Editor-in-Chief of Vanguard Magazine. We have an exciting show for you this week. And now over to Nestor Arellano.
The Canadian sailors seized 2 tons of cocaine in a joint anti-drug trafficking operation in the Pacific coast of Central America. A Canadian pilot perishes in a crash in Cold Lake, and L3 partners with Boeing on the Super Hornet program. These are the stories we'll talk about on this edition of the Vanguard Radio. It was with sadness that Vanguard reported the demise of Captain Thomas McQueen of the Royal Canadian Air Force. Captain McQueen was killed November 28 when his CF-18 fighter jet crashed at the Cold Lake Air Weapons Range in Saskatchewan. He had been flying on a regular training mission. McQueen had been with the RCAF since 2006. Cold Lake is known as the busiest fighter training base in Canada. It provides training for all Canadian Forces pilots. The Air Weapons Range covers almost 30,000 square kilometers spanning the provinces of Alberta and Saskatchewan. The crash is currently being investigated. In November, the Liberals announced its plans to buy 18 FA-18 Super Hornet jets from Boeing as an interim purchase to address its immediate fighter jet capability gap. It was a controversial announcement since the purchase was being done even before the federal government had initiated its competition for the CF-18 replacement program. It appears to have placed Boeing at an advantageous position over its rivals, primarily Lockheed Martin, which is proposing the F-35 Lightning II fighter jet. At least L3 Communications was happy to announce early this month that it has a memorandum of agreement with Boeing on the production and support service for the aerospace company's Super Hornet fighter aircraft. L3 is one of the more than 560 Boeing suppliers across Canada. The MOU comes at a time when L3 is celebrating its 30th anniversary of providing integrated technical support for the RCAF's current fleet of CF-18 Hornets. L3 was awarded on October 31, 1986, an ITS contract for the CF-18 Hornets. It's a platform that was first produced by McDonnell Douglas before the company merged with Boeing in 1996. One more thing, L3 has undergone a branding transformation. Effective December 31, 2016, the company will be known as L3 Technologies, Inc. The CAF is once more facing a class action lawsuit. Former Royal Canadian member Nicola Pfeffer is on a mission. She's seeking to change the culture of sexual harassment and abuse in the military. She's filing a class action suit against the CAF, which her lawyer believes will embolden hundreds of other former and current military members who suffered sexual harassment and abuse to join in. The 34-year-old former sailor served onboard frigates in Esquimalt near Victoria, BC. She left the force in 2012 after the military rejected her complaints of unwanted sexual advances by her superior. Pfeffer said she faced retaliation and professional repercussion after refusing to comply with the sexual demands of one of her superiors. When I arrived, I learned the culture was not one of camaraderie, at least for women or LGBTQ members, she said. The culture was one of fear, intimidation. The culture was one of abuse, discrimination, bullying, and harassment. the culture was of sexual assault. Her allegations have not yet been proven in court. The ND said it is aware of the planned legal action and is reviewing its options. This is only the second class action lawsuit linked to sexual misconduct in the military. Glynis Rogers, a former CAF member from Nova Scotia, filed a statement of claim against Ottawa before the Nova Scotia Supreme Court last month. Rogers, who joined the service in 2006, said that female CAF members were often called names and treated as inferior members of the military. Pfeffer and Rogers' statements of claim underscore a 2015 StatsCan survey, which indicates that 960 members of the service were victims of assault involving fellow military members in the workplace. Unwanted sexual touching was the most common form of sexual assault, reported by 1.5% or 840 regular force members. 79% of the regular force saw, heard, or were personally targeted by sexualized behavior in the military workplace or involving military members. To be fair, the CDS has made efforts to deal with the situation. Off Honor was launched by the CDS last year. It has resulted in 30 CAF members being punished and 97 investigations in other cases of inappropriate behavior are underway. In the period of April to July 2016, a total of 148 incidents of harmful sexual behavior were reported to the chain of command. But there are still doubts as to whether the message is getting through. 148 reported incidents are far overshadowed by the 960 individuals who reported being victims of sexual assault in the StatsCan survey. Why are fewer people coming forward to formally report these incidents? What barriers could be preventing them? Are whistleblowers and victims afraid of reprisal? What protections could be provided to them? How much buy-in from officers is Op Honor getting? Perhaps we will get the answer to these questions through the class action lawsuits of Pfeffer and Rogers. Well, that's it for this week's show. This is your host, Nestor Arellano, saying see you again next week on the next episode of The Vanguard Radio.